be spearmint young.
Enjoy the chewing night or day with both hands free for work or play.
I hope you're satisfied to Wrigley spearmint gum. So good to chew, so good for you to Wrigley spearmint gum.
WMEX time is 24 before 9 o'clock. Mitch Miller plays Tunes of Glory.
Time for the WMEX Crusader. People who prosper are people who share. Here's the WMEX Crusader with this to declare.
With days ending so early, it's easy not to see youngsters as they walk home or engage in outdoor winter activities. Especially during wintertime, we must pay extra attention as we drive. The new WMEX urges you to put safety first when you drive.
Have a commander. Welcome aboard.
Try a pack of new king-size Philip Morris Commanders made on a new machine, the Mark 8. The tobacco in these cigarettes is vacuum cleaned. And the cleaner the tobacco, the better it tastes. Yes, the cleaner the tobacco, the better it tastes. Noticeably better.
Have a commander. Welcome aboard.
Color radio time is 21 before 9 o'clock in the morning. 16 degrees in Boston.
The hits are up, the tits are out, the hounds are swinging, kids out!
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2,
keep on!
Stand by for a WMEX missing person bulletin. This person is missing.
The person missing, John Gillen. John Gillen, age 62, from Boston. He is 5'9" tall, weight 175 pounds, has blue eyes, gray hair, has a limp in his right leg. Watch now for John Gillen.
If you see or know the whereabouts of the person just mentioned, please notify your local law enforcement office immediately. If you are this person, immediately telephone the police and report your whereabouts. The new WMEX Missing Persons Bulletin is a public service feature of Color Radio. Brought to you in cooperation with the Boston Police Department.
18 before 9 o'clock on the Big X Fenway on Tuesday morning, and a big, big good morning to you wherever you may be in Boston. Going to be a cold and cloudy day with a high in the low 20s.
The S&H green stamp signs are going up at First National Supermarkets in Massachusetts.
It's your surest sign of thrifty shopping. Your surest sign of thrifty shopping. We give S&H green stamps.
Shop at First National Supermarkets. Get S&H green stamps.
February 14th, 1929, St. Valentine's Day. In a warehouse on Chicago's south side, members of the Al Capone gang, disguised as police, gunned down seven of Bugs Moran's boys. Three lived long enough to say,
"Gee whiz."
Later that evening, Bugs Moran received this anonymous phone call.
"Are you lonesome tonight?"
Fearing for his life, Moran rushed to LaSalle Street Station, where he was seen boarding a train heading
I hate to interrupt you, fella, but you got a crack record there. That's showbiz. You see a doctor about it.
I'm just a boy who's so in love. I've got a girl from up above. That's the story of my love. That's the story of my love. That's the story.
Weather for Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Partly cloudy, scattered snow flurries, and cold weather today and tonight. Wednesday, fair weather, about the same as today. So once again now, for northern New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, partly cloudy, scattered snow flurries, cold weather today and tonight. Wednesday, fair, oh, temperatures about the same as today. And that's it from the 1510 Weather Tower. WMEX time is 14 before 9.
Calling all cars, calling all cars.
The
WMEX Road Watchers report traffic as follows. North of Boston at routes 10128 Linfield, it's very heavy. Traffic in Route 9 is heavy. The Sumner Tunnel reports heavy inbound traffic. It's bumper to bumper. Also heavy outbound. The northbound lane of the Southeast Expressway has very heavy travel. Southbound traffic is heavy. On the Mystic River Bridge, the WMEX Road Watchers report bumper to bumper travel at this hour. And WMEX News is now urging everyone to be mindful of the fact that because service on the MTA is at a complete standstill, traffic conditions will continue to be abnormally heavy throughout the day. Please drive carefully. And the new WMEX reminds you, safe driving assures arriving.
Easy. Easy, lad. Take your time, boy. Now, suppose you start that again from the top.
No, honey. He's got to prepare a newscast coming up in a very short time in WMEX Instant News. He can't go back. Oh, no. Please don't ask him to go back. Please don't do that. Whew. What a ham he is anyway. Thank you. There's the theme for The Great Imposter by Henry Mancini. 10 before 9 o'clock on the Big X. 10 before 9, 16 degrees. It's going to be cold and cloudy today with the high and the low 20.
Brighten your day with music. 15-10 music.
He was only a little baby, only 6 months old, alone in the world. No place to call his own, not a crib to call his own. And he walked into the Golden Nugget Cafe, swung those swinging doors open, ambled up to that bar room, put down his rattle, turned towards the bartender, and in a voice only known to a baby, he said,
"How dry I am in playdeck pants, how dry I am."
Now save 39 cents on Playtex Dressies baby pants. Regularly 69 cents each. Now on sale at 2 for 99 cents. Playtex baby pants stay soft and comfortable through months of machine washings. Won't crack, peel, harden, or stretch out their elastic. A real bargain at the regular price. And now a special bargain. Two pairs of Playtex baby pants for only 99 cents.
After WMEX News, Bobby Darin takes us up a lazy river.
Cherry berry wine makes my head start reeling. Cherry berry wine. Cherry berry.
W. M. E. X. Work with the news.
Instant news summary for the Morgan Memorial, Boston partly cloudy, 16 WMEX degrees, color radio clock, 8:54, Big X, big story, Boston. The MTA has been shut down today, leaving 750,000 persons stranded or forced to get to work by car. Governor John Volpe has called in both sides for a conference at the State House for just 35 minutes from now. Volpe's telegram to the MTA chairman, Thomas McClernand, and union headquarters says, and we quote, "Imperative you report to my office at the State House at 9:30 a.m. Prepare to effect the settlement to the MTA strike and restore service forthwith." William Ward, labor manager on the MTA Board of Trustees and head of the State Employees Union, has called the walkout brazen. He has accused the strikers of creating anarchy. There was no official strike, but the MTA employees today have called in sick by the hundred. The company says in one case, a bus driver started his run, but a fellow union member walked over to him and told him, "You're sick." Well, the driver climbed down and went home. It was the second strike on the MTA lines in 5 months on the 14-community MTA system. Big X home ground, Watertown. The WMEX Fire Patrol reports a two-alarm fire at a lumber yard in Watertown has now been brought under control. Firefighters from the Waltham Department were also called in to battle the blaze at the Kimball Lumber Yard on Green River Way. There are no reports of injuries in that Watertown fire. State House. The Massachusetts House, in a surprise move, has voted preliminary approval on a bill to revive the game of Beano. The measure passed despite an adverse committee report. The measure would permit Beano to be played under licensing conditions. The game has been outlawed here in the Bay State following a series of scandals in Malden some 20 years ago. Big Axe, New England, Salem, Massachusetts. A 20-inch water main broke in Salem this morning. The accident flooded a railroad tunnel, disrupting Boston and Maine railroad service. About half the city of Salem is without normal water service at this hour. The break in the water main in Salem is believed to be behind a courthouse near North Street, and police in Salem tell WMEX News that schools in Salem, repeating, schools in Salem have been closed today because of the break in the water main. Hull, Massachusetts. The Senate Ways and Means Committee in Boston has reported favorably on a bill that would assist the town of Hull. The House-passed measure would authorize the town to borrow up to $136,000 for seawall construction in a mile-long area ravaged by the blizzard of January 20th of this year. New Haven, Connecticut. The State Public Utilities Commission in Connecticut has given the New Haven Railroad permission to cut down some of its personnel. The road will eliminate station agents at certain locations and then double up on others in the state of Connecticut. This, according to the New Haven Railroad, will save it an estimated $35,000 a year in salaries alone. Big Axe USA, Sioux City, Iowa. An assistant cashier of a Sheldon, Iowa bank is back in jail today after she admitted to 35 counts of embezzlement involving more than $122 million. The government's case against Mrs. Bernice Geiger had stopped transactions since November of 1957, and Mrs. Geiger still refuses to say what was done with the money taken from the bank headed by her father. The White House, President John Kennedy, has called a breakfast meeting for this morning with his congressional lieutenants just hours before the critical vote on the House Rules Committee. Mr. Kennedy also has a morning appointment with a task force study group. The subject will be farm problems. Cape Canaveral. Space scientists are scheduled to send a baby chimpanzee into space this morning on board a Redstone missile. America's seven astronauts will be on hand to watch the chimpanzee blaze a trail for their own flight, which is slated for later this year. Big Axe World, Paris. Secretary General Paul-Henri Spaak of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization has resigned. NATO authorities say an official announcement of the resignation of the 61-year-old former Belgian Socialist Party head will be made later on, possibly today. The CIFE, Brazil. The Navy reports that Admiral Alan Smith, Jr. has reached his scheduled rendezvous with Portuguese rebels in the South Atlantic off the coast of Brazil. However, there has been no immediate word on whether Smith has boarded the hijacked ocean liner, the Santa Maria. Brasilia, Brazil. The youngest president in the history of Brazil, 44-year-old Jânio Quadros, will be inaugurated this morning at 10 o'clock. The most urgent of many problems facing Quadros will be what to do about the hijacked ocean liner now off the coast of Brazil. Color radio clock. 2 minutes before nine, Big Axe reports on sports. In boxing, middleweight Joe DiNucci of Newton is rated a 9-5 underdog going into battle tonight with ringwise Ralph Tiger Jones at the Boston Arena. In pro basketball, Cincinnati 116, the Boston Celtics 88. Morgan Memorial Goodwill Industries needs your help now in maintaining jobs and training for their handicapped employees. Please give your repairable clothing and household items today to Morgan Memorial.
1510 weather
star. Currently 16 WMEX degrees, humidity 55%, winds west at 18 miles per hour, the forecast. Partly cloudy today, high in the low to middle 20s. The air continued cold tonight with a low near 10 degrees. Tomorrow, fair little change in temperature. Instant news summary for the Morgan Memorial on the new WMEX. Survey proven number one. Next news, the instant it happens.
Be a WMEX news reporter. If you see news we can use, call WMEX Instant News in Boston at Commonwealth 6-8410. WMEX pays $15.10 for the best news tip of the week. Call CO6-8410.
Up lazy river by the old mill run. Lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger a while in the shade of tree.
Get out of my way. Up lazy river with me.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring him back one more time. Let's bring him back one more time.
Your way. Get out of my way.
Welcome back to the show. Fenway back on a Tuesday, 2:30 past 9.
It's a wonderful way to spend the day, listening to music and news all day. 1510 WMEX. It's a wonderful, 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 wonderful way.
I can't help it, but bring him back one more once.
From the halfway mark, yeah, up the Lazy River, where that robin song awakes the bright new morning. We can roll along out there on blue skies up above.
Bobby, 904 WMEX time.